This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, tomorrow, let's get in detail about this. Tomorrow is the so-called Antifa apocalypse. And is this going to be a big boom or a whisper? There's going to be a series of anti-government leftist rallies set to descend on major cities nationwide Saturday. And this is drawing the attention of local officials who, like the organizers themselves, fear the events might turn into something else a little more violent with the masked anarchists show up. The only problem is that the city officials think those are two separate people. The left-wing Refuse Fascism group is using November 4th as a kickoff for demonstrations in nearly two dozen U.S. cities. Protests, it says, will continue day after day and night after night, not stopping until our demand is met. We'll see how well that one works out. The demand is the removal of President Trump and Vice President Pence, which that's not going to happen. The gatherings are being described as a kind of Antifa apocalypse on some right-wing media outlets, according to the Washington Post. I'm not one of them. Several sites are expressing particular alarm about the loosely defined left-leaning group, which preaches a version of ferocious anti-government chaos that is often used as domestic terrorist violence, according to a recent FBI report. Among the 20 cities where rallies are set to occur are Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Honolulu, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York City, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle. I can live with those. I can live with those going down. Oh, Bill, that's not right. Yeah, it's right. It is exactly right. It is 100% right. If those, first of all, I don't know what we lose. I like Atlanta. They have a nice IKEA store there. That's about it. The anarchist group, which comes from the term anti-fascist, made news earlier this week for allegedly harassing a female reporter at Columbia University and for seven arrests at California State University Fullerton, amid reports of head punching and pepper spraying. There is a Refuse Fascism call to action that reads, you cannot wait, or you cannot try to wait things out. Those who lived through Nazi Germany and sat on the headline or sidelines looked on as Hitler demonized, criminalized, and eventually rounded up one group after another, became shameful collaborators with monstrous crimes. So they're tapping into movements like Occupy Wall Street and the Women's March and Refuse Fascism, says it hopes to protest nonstop 24/7 until this regime is driven from power. We're going to talk about the problem with that particular tactic right there in just a second. They're engaged with a broad coalition of groups, including the Revolutionary Communist Party, but says they are committed to a nonviolent stance. Now, somebody named Z told the Washington Post that his organization does not uphold the legal right to self-defense, or does uphold the legal right, excuse me, but they don't initiate violence and they oppose violence. But previous instances of Antifa-initiated violence has been justified as self-defense. Dartmouth professor Mark Bray said in August, fascism cannot be defeated by speech. Some of their Refuse Fascism literature and visuals are also drawing scrutiny for their use of violent images. Refuse Fascism Atlanta's poster asks Atlanta demonstrators to bring pots and pans with an image of a pole poked through Trump's severed head, drawn as a pig's with flies buzzing around it. Chicago's invite includes an image of a rope pulling down a Trump statue, which is already cut in half. On Facebook, on a video, one organizer said, "Show this damn Trump and Pence regime that they do not rule over us. Let us stand together, come together, and fight this regime on November the 4th. Andy Z is his name. "The nightmare must end" captures how millions of people feel right now, where you may face persecution or even death. He's calling for a ferocious struggle because normal forms of petition, like protests as usual, do not apply with Trump. Yeah, it's an interesting thought process. Recently, several members of his little group shut down a Los Angeles highway with a November 4th It Begins sign in a show of nonviolent civil disobedience. Z cites the pamphlet of the coming civil war by Bob Avakian, the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party and architect of the new synthesis of communism, to point out why the group demands the whole regime must go. Avakian brands Pence the political leader of Christian fascism, a fascism wrapped in the Bible, taken literally, and the American flag saturated with racism, misogyny, and xenophobia, which he compares to the kind of Islamic fundamentalism that's tearing up the Middle East. Z also said news organizations such as CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post must go all out to hound the enemy, the regime, Congress, administrators from agencies such as ICE, the Border Patrol, and more. Z said the group has the necessary people and anger to remove the cruel, brutal force of the Trump administration November the 4th. Well, I got bad news for you, Andy. If you try to shut down a city, you're going to pay for that one. And it's going to be the very leftist regimes that are in place, because you know what? These cities have to operate. They have to run. They have to have commerce going on. And that means you can't be in the way. I'm still trying to figure out what you're resisting. So, they're going to go some places. Now, I got to tell you, Atlanta is not a gun-free zone. Where's these other cities at? Where else are we talking about they're going? Austin is not a gun-free zone. I don't know about Cincinnati. I don't know about Minneapolis. Philadelphia is sort of a gun-free zone. But some of these places where they're going are not going to be gun-free zones, and this could be sort of expensive. Yeah. We'll see. I honestly, one of the things that just stupefies me about these people is this idea that they think that because they're going to say no to something or yes to something, that that's going to make a difference. I really don't get that at all. Because they have no right to keep you from doing what you got to do. Do you know? You get that, right? You understand, right? That's the thing. That's the thing we all have to understand. They don't have the right to keep us from doing anything that we want to do. They don't have the right to be in the way. They don't have to be right. They don't have the right to impede traffic. They don't have any of those rights. All they have is the right to protest and assemble peacefully. If they don't do that, then things change, and we'll see what the local municipalities do with it. You know, Occupy Wall Street, which, you know, had quite a few people that in New York, you would have thought they would have had a lot of allies in government. New York City had to run. It had to function. And after a while, when they started having their little Harvey Weinstein tents out there where they were raping people left and right, defecating on cars and such and all these other things, well, then they became a big nuisance and they had to go. And they went. This is just Occupy Wall Street 2.0 with masks. Okay. Come at us, ninjas. Don't say we didn't warn you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
I'm gonna have to give me a bug assault. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've got salt all over the place, so I have a target-rich environment. Anyway. A lot of flies and a lot of salt. I need a buck of salt. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. They're starting to come out of the word work now. Former Clinton, former director of communications for the Hillary for America, has accused Donna Brazile of lying about Hillary Clinton demanding control of the Democratic National Committee. She wrote, Brazil wrote in Politico on Thursday that she has proof Clinton fundraised heavily for the DNC in exchange for control over the organization's strategy and finances during the Democratic primary. But in an interview with MSNBC on Friday, Adrienne Elrod accused Brazil of lying. She admitted that Clinton put in a lot of work to raise money for the DNC because the organization was heavily in debt. But she denied that Clinton had special control of the organization during the primary. So MSNBC anchor Katie Tour asked, are you saying that Donna Brazil is lying? When she said that Hillary Clinton demanded control over who did communications, that Hillary Clinton demanded control over how the money was spent? I think if she's implying that that took place during the primary, absolutely, Elrod asserted. Did we have control of the party during the general? Absolutely, and that's what happens when you take control of the party. Awfully thin, girly. Awfully thin. I know you think that you... I fully... I fully think that... we'll see some more of this. In the chat room, I'm being told Austin is definitely not a gun-free zone. I didn't think it was. I know some people there. But I'm glad to know it isn't, and I hope that if the Antifa get out of hand in Austin, they take care of things down there. There for a moment, I was having a couple of issues because I like good actors. I like actors that who portray things. And I like the anonymity. I don't really care to know that much about them because when you find out stuff about them, the legend becomes tarnished, if you will. And then between the legend and the truth, sometimes it's better to just believe the legend if you're going to romanticize these people. But as I often say, this leads always inevitably is going to lead to a broken heart. I have liked the portrayals and the way of acting of Kevin Spacey. I have to admit. Right now, there's lots of traumatized young men who are spilling their guts to journalists who are talking about being fondled or seduced by Kevin Spacey. One man who has come forward to describe a sexual relationship that he had with Spacey when he was just 14 said, I would call him a pedophile and a sexual predator. Now, the interesting thing about this was not that it was Kevin Spacey in particular. It's what Kevin Spacey tried to do. He attempted to cloak himself in gay privilege as a way of distracting us from allegations he tried to have relations with a child. This is why identity politics is so toxic and poisonous. They try to establish separate rules for separate groups based on perceived or more often simply imaginary victimhood. If you are gay, you are still held to the same standard as everybody else. When the left categorizes people into a marginalized identity, that's to establish separate standards of behavior for everybody involved. If you read left-wing blogs, you'd be forgiven for thinking that gay people are perfect paragons of upstanding moral rectitude. And the worst thing a black person has done in the last 50 years is break wind at the DMV. Everybody else knows better, though. And this is what we know. It doesn't matter about what color you are, what sex you are, or what whichever way you lean. People are messy and complicated. And if you're a paraplegic lesbian Muslim dreamer, it's also possible to be a totally bad person. It may even be more likely that you're a completely bad person. Now, there are plenty of people that are homosexual out there that have never touched a child. I'm heterosexual. I have never touched a child. Same standard. So, these victimhood groups, and for those of you who may belong to a victimhood group, but if you have politics that align more closely with the Republican Party, some of you have known for some time that identity politics has been applied agnostically. Because the left can't stick by their own rules when a woman, or a black guy, or a homosexual does the unthinkable and expresses libertarian or right-wing political positions, or says something nuanced about sex. They can't handle themselves if a black person, for example, is not black enough. I can't remember the guy's name. He's a quarterback. He was with Washington. He wasn't black enough. He was black, but he wasn't black enough. He didn't sound black according to, you know, he didn't wear his pants the right way. He just wasn't black enough. They're out there assigning to, you know, what if a black person likes country music? Is he not black anymore? They're out there constantly assigning a bunch of rules, and with those rules come justification for whatever behavior that comes in play. But the problem is this. When you have one protected group that starts attacking another protective group, then it's a little bit like having the endangered bald eagle eat one of the endangered fish. Who do you point to when it's identity politics? It is so much easier to have one standard for everybody, right and wrong. Period. So what Kevin Spacey has done, and he should be applauded for this, Kevin Spacey has ripped apart in a very public way the whole identity politics dynamic. While I mourn the loss of a thespian who I enjoyed watching, at the same time, this guy will be regarded as the guy that blew the lid off of identity politics. Victim identity politics. The only problem is that the victims haven't quite figured that part out yet. The Democrats have. The Democrats have. The conservatives have. Everybody else will catch up to us later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Oh, goodness gracious. I've been resisting taking the medication because the medication is, it's good in the beginning because it starts you to the healing of whatever I have, whatever you call it. But, at the same time, it really was disrupting my sleep. I mean, if I take one during the day, it keeps me up all night. I just can't handle it no more. I'll never be an addictive, druggy type because I just can't take that stuff. Now, this Islamic attack that we suffered the other day. I'm getting really tired with a dynamic that occurs. First of all, if we say the word jihadi or Islamist, first thing they're going to say is that we are misogynistic or xenophobic. The media tries to dissuade us from this. You know, people who should know better, de Blasio and Cuomo did. And commentators don't like, they condemn anybody who pins the tragedy on Islam. And then they point out the alleged hypocrisy of calling the truck plowing a terror attack, but not saying the same thing about a white guy shooting up a country concert in Las Vegas, although plenty of people did call that terrorism. And so far, we still don't know the motive of Las Vegas, but some have called it terrorism. And now we heard recently that Paddock lost a lot of money. So, you know, we're hearing this, we're hearing that. But inevitably, what we hear is how the news outlets begin to run stories about how the Muslim community is bracing for another backlash that never occurs. Now, this particular cat, Saipov, He was known to authorities as a potential radical. Now, the preferred solution to the problem, according to the urban elites, is to continue as we always have and just start loving people more, except for these evil Islamophobes. We don't deserve any love. The way some people have handled the New York City attack is very similar to how they treated the Orlando shooting and last year's bombings in New York. It's just something we have to live with and not get too worried about. That's what they're saying in Sadiq Khan in London. Is it saying that, hey, look, if you live in a big city, all right, you should expect to have a bit of terrorism every now and again. After all, it's not something scary like a Confederate statue that's been sitting there for, 100 years or so that you've passed by for 30 years and all of a sudden saying, it's got to go. It's not as scary as calls to reduce immigration. Those are really serious problems, those statues and the calls to limit immigration, not Islamic terrorism. There's a huge difference, obviously, as to how our nation's elites handled an ideologically motivated vehicle attack in August during the Charlottesville riot, and now. Then it was a huge problem that demanded immediate action from the government to ban that ideology from America. Which, let me remind you, and I don't want to mitigate what this cat did, but he hit two vehicles that drove into a pedestrian. He did not aim at a bunch of pedestrians and bike riders in a bike lane. I want you to sit there and take a moment, and I want you to try to visualize the feelings, try to emphasize the feelings that you would have to where you see a group of pedestrians and you aim at them with a vehicle and you ram into them and you're happy about it. I want you to try to conjure that, if you will. Some of you will joke about it and say, well, I could see how that might be. I mean, all the time I'll be driving and somebody will cut me off and I'll feel like, wow, I wish I could kill him. No, this is, come on. I'm asking you to do something completely different. I'm asking you to get in the seat with Saipov. Hands on the ISIS flag. Screaming Allahu Akbar as you drive into a bunch of people. Can you imagine what kind of hate you'd have to have in your heart to enjoy seeing people hurt? Can you fathom that? Now, what happened in Charlottesville was bad. Now a truck plowing over people in the middle of New York City isn't so bad. I kind of wonder what has changed. One difference between the Islamic attacks of 2016 and Tuesday's tragedy is that we have a new president who's willing to use this issue to push for changes in immigration law. Trump is calling for more extreme vetting, doubling down on the commitment to his travel ban and promising to end the diversity lottery that gave the Uzbek terrorist a visa in 2010. And as these courts continue to try to block him, at some point something's going to happen to these courts. And I'm not talking bad, but somebody's going to have to walk down there and have a little chat with him and say, this is out of your jurisdiction, okay? This is well within his executive power. Because it is. That's a very basic part of the Constitution, protecting the border. When you consider how the attacker, Saifullah Saipov, was an immigrant known to authorities, it's right for the president to look into ways the government can stop future terrorists from coming to our country. But that idea is already receiving some flack from Trump's many foes, both Republican and Democrat. Apparently, it is wrong for the president to see a problem with Islamic terrorism and seek solutions through government policy. That's apparently just beyond the pale. But leading that charge against the Trump divisiveness is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the man largely responsible for the creation of the diversity lottery. Schumer tweeted Wednesday, I guess it's not too soon to politicize a tragedy, you hypocritical punk, after you did that right after Las Vegas. Being a leftist means you never have to say you're sorry, doesn't it, Chucky? Although Chuck is beginning to acquiesce in his little cortex, him and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is out there trying to say, we need to stop this talk of impeachment. You can't impeach a president because you don't like him. You just can't do it, no matter how much you may want to. And Schumer's out there saying we need to back away from gun control. They're beginning to understand the dynamic of the country as it exists today. But I guess, you know, even though Schumer blamed the NRA for the Las Vegas shooting right after it occurred, but I guess it's okay to politicize that tragedy. But you can always guarantee that the powers that be will always push back against any attempt to tie immigration policy to terror. Happens all the time in Europe when a jihadi strikes. The leaders of the United Kingdom and other countries prefer to focus on censoring the internet than restricting migration. And journalists in those countries make sure to shame anyone who exploits tragedies to call for changes in immigration policy. So here in America, the politicians and the journalists try to make sure to make the discourse favor their agenda by shifting the focus off the Islamic terrorist attacks, such as promoting dubious claims that the right-wingers commit more terrorism than jihadis. The New York Times did such a thing when they published a remarkably stupid article wondering why the Manhattan attack was labeled terror while the Las Vegas shooting wasn't. And they answered their own question in the third paragraph when they provided a definition of terrorism as an attack on civilians meant to frighten a larger community for political purpose. But then in order to serve the left-wing agenda, the Times writers went down the postmodern route to muddy the circumstances of Islamic terror to come to the stunning conclusion, terrorism is often in the eye of the beholder. Then they give legitimacy to the idea that leftists think the Las Vegas shooting represented the terrorism of unchecked gun laws. That's not exactly what we're shooting for there, boys. I mean, you're trying to redefine the words. You're trying to get out there and do like Clinton did when he said, we need to know what the definition of is. Okay, whatever. After Charlottesville, every statue had to come down. After New York, they want nothing. Hey, okay. Remember that when the Home Depot truck is aimed at you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's an no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, October 1st. Stephen Paddock went into the Mandalay Bay Hotel, knocked out a couple of windows, took a couple of weapons, and lit up a country music concert. And he killed 58 people, including himself. And he caused 500 more in to be hurt or wounded. I still don't know to this day how many actually got shot. I still want to find that out. As an event that marks an anniversary on November 5th shows, the horror could have been much worse, though. Stephen Paddock struck without warning, and none of his friends or relatives knew he was planning a mass attack. He had no criminal record, and law enforcement was without a clue. Contrast that with what happened November 5th, 2009 in Fort Hood, Texas, with the shooter at Fort Hood. U.S. Army Major Nidal Hassan openly identified himself as a soldier of Allah. But that was not his only warning sign. Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, was communicating with jihadist Anwar al-Awlaki on the subject of killing Americans. Al-Awlaki, who tutored three of the 9/11 hijackers, told him it was okay to do. American authorities, including the FBI, had Hassan's emails but failed to warn anyone and did nothing to prevent the soldier of Allah's attack. Hassan gunned down 12 unarmed soldiers and a civilian contractor, more than twice as many casualties as the first attack on the World Trade Center. Hassan, and I'm talking the 1993 one. Hassan's victims included Private Francesca Valise, who was 3 months pregnant. He chased down the wounded and shot them in the back. He wounded more than 30 people before a bullet from a civilian police officer, Kim Munley, stopped the onslaught. Now imagine if Stephen Paddock had flashed business cards bearing shooter in waiting or have gun will travel, but nobody took it as a warning. Imagine if Paddock had been communicating with a criminal gang or mob hitmen or terrorists about plans to open fire on thousands of innocent people. Imagine if the police had those communications in hand. Transcripts, tapes, audio files, and they did nothing to stop his attack. And they did nothing to warn the concert goers. And imagine the horror and outrage if all of that became known. And, imagine that. And incredibly enough, the Fort Hood attack surpassed such negligence and complicity. Nidal Hassan passed or killed with privately purchased handguns, which he passed a background check. It was not a military issue weapon. But President Obama did not even call the attack gun violence, which is their favorite phrase. He called it workplace violence because this was a jihadi. As though the mass murderer had, he went postal. This was one of the absurdities of the ages. And on the other hand, it was loathsome. Trump called the Las Vegas attack pure, unadulterated evil. If the president had downplayed it as a case of recreational violence or even criminal violence, that would have added to the horror and the outrage. The workplace violence designation hindered the victims from getting the medical treatment they needed. The Obama White House also declined the request of Sergeant Alonzo Lunsford, a black American, to meet with the president and explain how the government mistreated victims of the Fort Hood attack. Now imagine if Trump took action to prevent the Las Vegas wounded from getting the treatment they needed. Imagine the response if Trump refused to meet with the wounded victims. That would have magnified the horror of that murder spree. Fort Hood shows that the gravity of a massacre is not always a matter of numbers. As much as possible under the rule of law, government is supposed to protect the public from mass murders, not ignore and enable them. Trump should track down those who gave Nidal Hassan a free pass and tell them that you're fired. When that happened, I had been out of the Army for 19 years. I had, we used to hear stories from the Vietnam veterans, and we didn't really know what to take as fact and what to take as possible fiction because, there could have been some embellishment going on, but there was always this frag the lieutenant thing that we would hear about, right? Everybody heard about that. And that part of it is difficult to fathom because I worked with excellent, excellent officers when I was in the military. Some without a doubt that, now we referred to some of them, and this is horrible, but it was the military thing. It was horrible, but it was the military thing. We referred to some of them as bunny lieutenants, the second lieutenants that would come in. And isn't that bad of me to say that? But at the same time, all of them were people that I would have gone to war with, especially when I was in Europe, because in Europe, I was there during the height of the Cold War. Soviet Union was still a dangerous, dangerous entity. We still thought they would be partying in France in 24 hours once they hit the line. And we were very, very concerned about that. All of our training was very, very realistic, and we trained as hard as we could possibly make it happen. So, one thing that you learn in the military is that you're going to go to war with who you got. So, when I heard that an Army major shot and killed a bunch of soldiers, that was one of those, I had to take a spiritual moment there to just drink that in. And I realized this was not the military I served in. same name tags and everything, but obviously something had changed in the military that I was in. Nidal Hassan is a jihadi. He is an Islamist. He is a soldier of Allah. And he should be treated as such. He should be in a box in Guantanamo, if he isn't already. I don't know where he is. He kept wanting to grow beards and everything, and they would finally have to force him to shave and everything, and I hope it hurt. I hope he bled. We used to have these bumper stickers that said there's something about a soldier. And he went around shooting them. He chased them down. He would wound them and then he'd shoot them again. He was constantly shooting them. He shot as many as he could, and he would still be shooting today if he had not been shot and stopped himself. And for every soldier I served with, and for every soldier that I ate with, and for every soldier that I, you know, that we bunked in the same muddy fields with and everything, that guy's going to have his day of reckoning. And just as many of them will have their days of reckoning. And our president called it workplace violence. Like it was a beer distillery or something. And, you know, in the military, we had this insane thing going on at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. It's called STABO. I don't know what the acronym stands for. I'll find out for you in the next coming up break. But essentially, you're hooked to a line that's dangling 90 feet under a helicopter, and you fly off, and it flies at 500 feet, and you're dangling under that helicopter. It's a crazy thing to do. We did it all the time. We loved it. We were young men. We were crazy. We did things, you know, designed to put us on the edge, to take us to that tip. And being in the military is a dangerous occupation. In peacetime, it's a dangerous occupation. I've seen armored personnel carriers roll end over end with their command sergeant, they call them the TC, trapped in the commander's couple, just getting crushed over and over and over again. And that was just going back to post. It's a very dangerous occupation. Calling that workplace violence, that was a slap in the face. Some things are not measured in, though always, certain terms. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.